This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Into the world of News Talk Radio. This is our weekly get-together, sort of a gab fest, if you will. Information, thoughts, opinions, what you need to know about the top 10 stories, according to the folks at Talkers Magazine. Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and articles galore. Some of your favorite talk radio hosts, news about what they're doing. And then, of course, the list of the top stories and the top people during the course of the week. I'm going to run through them, and then we can start where the majority of us would like to start. And there's three here, so two votes wins, Rich. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Rich McFadden will go through. All right, number 10, the usual sports talk radio stuff. That gets a lot of attention because the NFL is now in preseason, I suppose, and the baseball season coming to an end. Looks like the Red Sox are once again going to be the champions. Let's hear it for the good guys.
Interesting
discussion this week, though, Richie, about all of the games that are going to be played next year off American soil.
Yeah, they have the Red Sox and the Yankees going to be playing in London for two games.
Mexico and Tokyo also going to be the set of preseason
games.
Yeah,
and then likewise, apparently the Europeans are going to be bringing soccer over to here.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's trying to
soccer,
get everybody
else. Soccer, I didn't
else.
Even like her.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. To like their sports. They're trying to make billion-dollar franchises into multi-billion-dollar franchises.
Yeah. Fight. But American football sells out over when they play at Wembley Stadium in London.
Yeah.
They love it. They absolutely love it. It's just so novel to them.
Well, and think about it this way. With all of the concussion talk and all of the problems we've had over the past decade with personalities creating bad stories and bad publicity, they need to grow outside of our borders to be able to keep this going.
100%. Yep.
All right. Now, I don't necessarily. Let me go through the list, and then we'll comment. We'll go back to that. So I stopped there, and I probably shouldn't have. But I was thinking about all of the info with regard to baseball starting early next year and where and that sort of thing. Kind of fun. Number 9: a focus on air quality as a result of the Western wildfires. Number 8: Microsoft and Russia at each other in the hacking department with allegations back and forth. Duncan Hunter from California indicted for misusing campaign funds. And, of course, well, I shouldn't say of course because you don't know this. You may not even know who Duncan Hunter is. I actually have quite liked him over the years. He threw his wife right under the bus. She's in charge. It's her fault. Okay, that's what I like. He's a good stand-up guy. All right, that's number 7. Number 8, I'm sorry, number 6, you're going to have to, Richie, we'll defer to Victoria on how to pronounce. I say Asia.
It looks like Asia, but it's Asia. Yeah.
Well, that's because
she's Italian.
She wants to change it. Anyway, Asia Argento.
No, she's not affected. She's Italian. It's an Italian name.
Italians could be affected. You know,
that's true.
Italians are affected. Right. Asia Argento, who was the one who accused in the first round of stuff against, what's his face?
Weinstein,
Weinstein, I was going to say Wiseman. He hasn't turned the tables, but apparently she sexually assaulted somebody, or at least that.
How sure are you that he hasn't turned the tables? How sure are you that he's not paying people to dig up dirt on his accusers?
Well, it could be. It wouldn't be beyond reality with him.
It's old school tactics.
Yeah, right. Number 5, the Pope and the sexual abuse stuff. My God, is this the ever? And I do want to talk about that. Number 4, Trump South Africa investigation. I must admit to you, I haven't the slightest idea what that's about. Anybody here know anything about that?
Zero clue.
Nothing.
I don't
Zero.
Know. Yeah. All I know is Melania is going to Africa, but that's the only connection with Trump in Africa that I know of.
I pride myself, and this isn't a shot at talkers. I pride myself with knowing pretty much what's going on here, there, and everywhere, because we talk about it during the course of the week on the DJV show, and I'm in that sort of normally, naturally curious guy anyway. But, man, I don't know from nothing about that. We'll figure it out.
Here are the three headlines I've got. Here's the story behind the tweet. The Trump tweet on South Africa and why it sparked outrage. Trump tweet on South African land overhaul draws government ire, Wall Street Journal. And Trump goes full white supremacy with South Africa tweet. Does he want a race war? Guess where that comes from? Salon.
What was the tweet? What's the actual tweet itself that he's...
He did. I did see something about him in Africa, and a lot of people are cringing about that.
I have asked Secretary of State, Secretary Pompeo, to closely study the South Africa land and farm seizure and expropriations and the large-scale killing of farmers. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
South African government is now seizing land from white farmers. At Tucker Carlson at Fox News.
Well, remember, now I understand a little bit more about it. Remember the Afrikaners and what happened before Mandela came back and there was a revolution that changed a lot of land ownership. The white minority had been ruling for a long time. And because Trump is not actually focused that much, now what's gone on is in the last year or so, some of the African nations, South Africa, more specifically, has turned the tides, and a lot of land has been usurped by the government and given to black people that formerly belonged to white Afrikaners.
You ready for the response from South African government?
Help yourself, Richie.
South Africa totally rejects this narrow perception which only seeks to divide our nation and reminds us of our colonial past. Hashtag real Donald Trump. Hashtag presidency ZA.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, and I'm looking into this too, it's apparently this dates back to the 1913 Native Lands Act, which was a law that banned Africans, who were the majority of the population, from acquiring agricultural land beyond a few reserves that was basically
the
land.
This was part of the British Empire.
Yeah.
And they made sure that the whites that were there, and not only in South Africa, but more obvious because there are more blacks there, but any place, the Aborigines got gutted literally and figuratively when the British took over Australia. It's not a pretty picture of history when it comes to the Brits and the land that they conquered around the globe.
So basically, what would
South Africa look like without the British being there to industrialize it?
I think it's a two-way street, Richie.
There's got to be some fair, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. I mean, you know, South Africa would look like Namibia.
Yeah, it would look like Rhodesia or Zaire or those places. Yeah.
Well, apparently this is an issue right now because they have an election on the horizon, and so they said the ANC, which I'm guessing is the national party, is pushing for a new plan to accelerate this redistribution of the land, and they're pushing for the ability to expropriate some land seized by white South Africans during apartheid. So they're, that's, but I don't understand, A, why is Trump even tweeting about this? And B, what the heck has Jeff Sessions got to do with this? And what's he going to do looking into it? Pompeo. But, like, what is that even? How is this any of our business?
It's not really.
It's not at all.
I think we've got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah,
right.
So.
Speaking of Sessions. The Trumpster and Sessions have been back and forth at each other. How do you have this kind of relationship with your boss? Trump's taking shots at Sessions. Does he not dare fire him before the midterm election? And if that's the case,
Sessions
why?
Sessions has a little bit of a cocoon of support in the Senate that's kind of protected him in Lindsey Graham and Grassley, I think.
Yeah.
And that seems to be eroding.
Right.
And now that all of the heat is coming down.
Graham said this week that he told a bunch of reporters that Trump will fire Graham right after the election. I mean, fire Sessions.
That's
I'm surprised Sessions didn't just resign. It's obviously it's not working out, and he's being just ridiculed constantly. Yeah. Whether it's, you know, Trump, I don't know how.
I see a book coming out of this.
I think he's a man on a mission. He figures as long as he can get his mission accomplished, he's there.
Right. Mission accomplished. Dun, 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 dun. 15 after the hour.
I agree.
Let's take a rest for a moment, literally and figuratively, as we think about the best sheets you've ever slept on, the best mattress you've ever slept on, the best pillows you've ever slept on.
Ding.
Are they all from MyPillow? If they are not, then you're probably missing out, because they have put together a fabulous array of things. Obviously, the company is built on their pillows, i.e., it's called MyPillow. Mike Lindell, who put the idea together many years, let's see, it was about 15 years ago, he was not getting a good night's rest. He was an engineer working for some company, and he just put together his own pillow. And then he talked to his friends and neighbors about it. He said, you wouldn't believe what I did. I made my own pillow. And they said, well, make one for me. And then it's grown from there to his garage, to his basement, to a little self-contained little warehouse. And now it's a huge factory, one of the biggest employers in the Minneapolis area, 1,500 people around the clock making pillows. And then they've added sheets. They've added a lot of different things, mattresses, pet beds. You name it, they've got it. When it comes to sleep, they're the ones with all the accessories and all of the root things that you can use to make your night a fabulous one. So take advantage of the fact that if you use the code DJV at MyPillow.com, you can start with a four-pack of pillows at 50% off. Get pretty much the same bargains with everything, but you've got to have that code DJV to get in on the bargains. Whether you're buying a pet bed, sheets, mattresses, whatever it is, the pillow is the thing to start. If you're sending a student off to college, get them some MyPillows to take to the dormitory. All at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillows and bed supplies. Use promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at TopLoss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Get it risk-free by visiting powerswabs.com. That's powerswabs.com.
All right, so let's see the other items we've gotten through. Most of them just quick references. We'll go back to some of these things in the top 10, the story department, go through the people. Molly Tibbetts is a sad case. I don't know what there is to say about this at this point. Killed by this, the thing I'm not still quite sure about Victoria's, whether he's legal or illegal. Seems
yeah.
he's legal.
Oh, he's illegal.
Oh, well, Victoria thinks he's legal.
There's no doubt.
There is doubt.
No, there is doubt. There's
we'll talk about
violence,
that.
Yeah.
21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Go, Richie. Go, Victoria. Go, Doug. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan from the DJV show, Rich McFadden. Other people on vacation, but not us. Not me. I'm here, ready, willing, and able to go, go, go. All right, so let's go back to the Molly Tibbetts thing, because we seem to have some disagreement on reality.
Yes, tell me.
Molly Tibbetts is number three. She was murdered by this immigrant. Now he looks to be legal. At first it was thought that he was illegal, but the farm seems to have a problem. I don't know. Victoria, you followed this as closely as anybody this week. You want to put the pieces together?
Well, initially what happened was he was reported to be an illegal alien working on a dairy farm.
The illegal alien I know of that I want to send back is Justin Bieber.
Send him back to Canada. Yeah. And so this Christian Rivera, that's his name, so he worked on this dairy farm for, I think, about 4 years. Initially, the farm, which has ties to, I forget the name now, Craig Lane.
Leadership in Iowa,
right.
Iowa politics and farm politics, yeah.
And right, and in agricultural politics and stuff like that. So they initially said that they used the E-Verify system to verify that he was had his working papers and that he was allowed to be in this country. Well, it turns out that they didn't use the E-Verify system. They admitted that. Tuesday night, they said they used it. Wednesday morning, they said, actually, we didn't. And so, but that kind of becomes
a moot
point.
Not sure they said it quite that way. I think they were cowering when they said it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they got busted, basically. People looked them up, and they had no affiliation with the E-Verify system. And so everyone kind of realized, well, you obviously lied about it. But it becomes kind of a moot point, because Christian Rivera's lawyer has actually said that he is here legally. And so, and they now want this whole illegal immigrant debate to stop, because they're worried about him finding a jury that isn't going to be tainted.
So what if he's, illegal, in terms of illegality.
So murder's murder.
Illegally,
yeah.
Oftentimes they send them back, they deport them. In this case, this guy needs to be put away.
Right. But it did obviously spark a national conversation about immigration. And so Molly Tibbetts' family has said they don't want this to be about immigration. This is about their daughter's murder, which makes sense. And they don't want the issue to get kind of lost, the actual crime. They don't want that to be lost in the
shuffle. So do we have proof that he's legal, or is it just his lawyer is saying he's legal?
No, his lawyer filed paperwork, and I guess has proved, from the last thing I saw, has proved that his ID is real and that he is here legally. So he asked the judge for a gag order on, I think it was Wednesday afternoon, the latest thing that I've seen about it. So whatever. Either way, it's still a murder is a murder, you know?
And No.
It's still just such a bizarre case.
Either way, we need to know whether the guy was here legally or illegally. And if he was here legally, did he have a record? Should something have been caught?
He had no record.
And if he's here illegal, and if he's here legally, is there anything that we should have known about him? And if he's here illegally, how did he get in?
Right. And so, but he has no record, and everyone who was interviewed on the farm, he continued to work on the farm 35 days after he murdered her. So they said that everyone on the farm, including the farm owners, said that they never saw anything other than him being his usual diligent, hardworking self.
So he's a good guy.
They had no issue with him. The other farm workers had no issues with him. There really seems to have not been any red flags that we know of. Usually by now, we know about the red flags, and nothing has come out.
I'm not sure that you do. I think some people are good at hiding the red flags.
Right, yeah, what are we trying to say?
Is
that the murderer is a good guy?
No. I'm just saying there were no red flags. That's what the colleagues have said. That's what the owners of the farm said, that they never saw any change in his behavior.
Go ahead.
Reserving judgment here.
I'm saying
the right to go a couple more days and see how this plays out.
If he is illegal, the farm needs to be held accountable as well as him. They're responsible in part for this. 28 past the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. At a rally Friday in Columbus, Ohio, President Donald Trump threw his support behind Republicans running for office in November's midterms. He pointed out Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown's opposition to Brett Kavanaugh's nomination to the Supreme Court.
He's probably going to vote no. Somebody said he already announced he's voting no on Judge Kavanaugh, who's phenomenal. Sherrod Brown voted for the liberal Obama judges who want to take away your Second Amendment.
Mr. Trump also tweeted on Friday that he's instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to travel to North Korea, a trip which had been announced the day before. The president said that the North Koreans had not made sufficient progress with denuclearization. The family of Senator John McCain says the senator has chosen to discontinue medical treatment for his brain cancer. Fellow Arizona Senator Jeff Flake tells KNXV in Phoenix.
Obviously, all of us are praying and thinking about the family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. The charts for the week of August 20th to the 24th on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen here with Rich McFadden, Victoria Keevan, to go through and comment on the charts, the work of Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry every week. The folks there listen to a lot of talk radio programs on stations that are well known around the country, big hosts, big ideas, that sort of thing, and they come up with the news talk overview. Okay, so the whole business. Richie gets upset with me because I squeeze a lot of other stuff in, and by the time we're done, we never have time to talk about the top of the heap, because I think it just gets so distorted. I think, Victoria, this week we were talking on the DJV program about the news media. I made a comment that and people listening to talk radio kind of get this, although a lot of younger people don't, remembering the controversy that came up on the Rush Limbaugh program about Sandra Fluke. And what he said about her and how that created this huge, huge boycott of news talk radio, issue-oriented political talk radio, however you want to refer to it, in terms of advertising. So I drew a comparison, Richie, see what you think of this,
all right,
between Limbaugh and the advocacy groups that went after him, and today's reality of the news media being so slanted, so biased. There's hardly an objective, and I think more of it, there's not objectivity on either side, but the fact that news has become an either-sided thing.
Right.
So it's not really the news at all. So when you get to the people on the left who run most of the national news organizations and their bias toward not just Trump, but people who are right-of-center thinkers, why is there a boycott of them? Why is it that the boycott is focused only on the right and not on the left? And I'm a middle-of-the-roader, so this is an observation from a broadcaster who's been on the air for decades, observing this thing getting worse and worse and worse, to the point now where I see the ultimate unbelievable hypocrisy in this. And I don't know where the right-wingers are. They should be out there banging the drum. If the people on the left are better organized and they get a shutdown of Trump and Hannity and ultimately all of us who do talk radio.
Look what they've done to Fox News in the past, I don't know, five to 7 years. You got
right. So why is there not somebody doing the same thing for MSNBC? What's the problem here? Why is it that the left is more organized at shutting down opposition than the right is?
They are better at playing the victim, and it's a victim mentality, and you're picking on this group, that group, or the other group, and you're a racist or a bigot if you say anything about us or the stories that we report on. And it's brilliant. It works for them. Whereas they can say Bill O'Reilly is a sexist, Roger Ailes is a sexist.
Well,
they are. But they are able to go in there and make changes at Fox News. So it's the way that the PR machine works, and they're better at it. And you're right. The CNN is absolutely off the hook. They are out of control.
Off the reservation.
This week, they are nonstop on this Cohen and Manafort thing. And I never, ever, and that's fine. Okay, report on it because it's news, right? But nobody ever says, I was listening to the local news station with, what's-his-face from Meet the Press on this morning, and nobody talks about how any of this, what they found this week, is connected to the Russia collusion investigation. Nobody. All they're talking about is Cohen and Manafort, who were tax dodges and tax cheats.
It's all scripted, Richie.
How does this have anything to do with Russia and the original investigation?
Right, but we all kind of knew. Well, this actually
because there's nothing to the investigation, so they got to come up with something else.
Well, but this was, but to be fair, and let's be factual though, this was handed over. Well, this is a fact, Rich. When Mueller doing the investigation, when he came across all this stuff, there is no Russian stuff that's connected, which is why it was handed over to other handed over to local authorities in New York. It was handed over. That's why there is no connection between Cohen and Manafort and Russia. That's why we're not hearing about it, because there isn't any.
Right.
But they still are guilty of all these other crimes.
This is where we are. From Al Capone to Bill Clinton to Donald Trump, it's always, we can't prove what we accuse you of, but we're going to find something on you.
Trump is
a genius this week for saying, you know what?
So you're saying they found stuff and they shouldn't have moved forward with it? Is that what you're saying? That they found these guys are guilty of these crimes and they should have just ignored it because it wasn't connected to Russia?
No, I'm saying...
That's kind of what it sounds
saying,
like you're saying.
This is the way our government has become. Is we know we will not be able to prove what we think you're doing, but you know what? We'll find something, ding, and we did. And sure,
well,
the guys attacked
fire. These are two really sleazy guys who were up to their eyeballs in illegal activity.
You're talking
of course
about,
you're going to
But
find
why is
something.
Mueller
Cohen
still out there then? What is he looking for?
Yeah, what's Mueller's job?
What's
Mueller's
doing
job. It
all right,
wasn't
I can't find anything. All right, this guy's a tax cheat.
No, but Rich was
and
just
that
saying
guy
he,
got an
I don't understand
loan.
How you don't get
what
this.
What is he
Rich?
Still doing?
He is not connected to Manafort and Cohen anymore. He handed this off. He passed it on because
no,
it was not
to get
part
them to
of his.
Now. That's the whole thing. It's a domino effect. Okay, so we're going to find that you cheated about your wife. And what is this payments to women? Trump is a sleazebag. We all know that. He paid off some women so that they wouldn't come out. And,
well, the only thing that is anyone
what does that
really
have to do with
for?
Anything?
Because if he used because he violated campaign law, first of all, which he's going to probably get slapped
right.
with a fine, and they're looking to see if he used campaign funding for it. He went on Fox and Friends yesterday and said it was his own money. It wasn't campaign money.
He's got plenty of money of his own.
That's right, but that's really what the, that's what they're looking for right now. There isn't anything else they're going to get from that. So,
right,
I don't know.
Let me just, now you two had a good conversation. I'm going to go one step further and get off of the Manafort, Cohen.
Hold on. Just go ahead. But this just goes to show you are right. The news is focused on this, and there's no there.
Yeah. And so to sort of
Cohen's going to jail for 65 years. There's obviously something there. No one goes to jail for 65 years.
Totally unrelated to what they initially wanted them to be.
Right, but this is still the president's personal attorney, though. And so obviously that's not, if that was Obama's personal attorney, it would be news, too.
Well, you know, I get really tired of the Bahama, of the Obama
I'm
stuff.
I'm just saying, if you want to go back and forth with the left and the right,
that
who gets the coverage?
That stuff,
you know.
The people on the right think they always have to go back to Obama, and Obama this and Obama that.
No,
I'm not the president anymore.
Bill Clinton went through the same garbage that Trump is going through.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And it gets you nowhere. All it does is basically demonstrate the seedy side of
this
American
is the way
politics
works now.
And then
but this isn't
you wonder
unique
who's
to you,
running
to
the country.
U.S. This
well,
happens
isn't,
in every
but
in every
on.
Country. It's the same
Aren't
thing. A scandal
to be
is a scandal.
Better, yeah, but it's all about the salaciousness of it and
right.
running
That's why it's a
the government. Meanwhile,
JFK
we all suffer
was out
because
sleeping with everybody and their brother and paying everybody off.
But no one knew back then. The media coverage.
Well, there wasn't social media and there wasn't
24/7
media.
Right.
And all of the media knew. Everybody knew. They just didn't report it.
Well, there were a lot of people knew that FDR was faking it in the wheelchair for part of the time he was in the White House. And he was a womanizer and big smoker and drinker, and that never got any attention at all. None. Zero.
So the difference is 24/7 media and social media.
We live in the world of reality TV, and our the news is reality TV. Everything is. So
you don't even know what the news is anymore. That's the thing.
Yeah, what is news?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all opinion and conversation.
It's facts. Now it's not facts anymore. It's all that crap. Meanwhile, we're spending hundreds of millions of dollars on Mueller and his ego to try to justify his reality and his existence in the party circuit. And
that's
so
great.
What do we have? We have nothing to show for.
Now, what does this show for the IRS? Okay. That we have to create this case around Russian collusion to find a couple of tax cheats that the IRS apparently was too incompetent to find on their own.
The IRS is a mess. It has been. It's like the post office.
Flat tax, baby. Boom.
Yep. That's
Get rid of it all.
Richie on that. All right.
Write your check for 17%. It's over.
See you later. All right. It's 43 past the hour. This is Talk Radio Review. We'll get to Manafort and Cohen, or maybe we won't. We'll see whether we think
Didn't we just do that?
I actually want to talk about the Pope and the church sex scandal, because I think that needs to get some much more light than it has had, frankly. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments here in the review. First, I want to talk to you about your teeth and your smile. If you wore braces, I think we established during the week, Victoria, you wore braces. Richie, you wear braces when you were a kid?
I did. Yep.
Did you?
Long time.
Must be the only one here who didn't.
5 years, those things attached to my gum. Oh, my God.
So what happens as you get older, after you've had those braces on, it affects your teeth, the color of your teeth, because you can't brush them. So there are stains and things that that stay there, even if you're trying to do all kinds of things to whiten up your teeth again. And so the perfect way for you, I want your attention focused, if you will, for a moment, on the perfect way to cleanse off some of those old stains that are on your teeth that not even your dentist can get off. And the way to do that is to use Power Swabs. Power Swabs works in 5 minutes, no messy strips, none of that stuff you leave in your mouth for 30, 35 minutes and leaves a horrible aftertaste, your gums are all messed up. Nope. This is Power Swabs. The swab is really what describes these little tube, you snap it open, and on the end of it is a Q-tip that has all this very interesting natural tooth detergent and whitening agent that'll start cleaning up your teeth in 5 minutes. Clean up your teeth. Just snap, swab, and smile. Coffee, tea, smoking, wine, all that stuff, and the braces, all will have their, they'll have met their match with Power Swabs. Remove the stains on your teeth, your caps, your veneers. Power Swabs at 800 208-1797. Tell them you heard about it right here. Mention Doug Steffen or DJV, 50% off, 800-208-1797. I said, yes, you heard me right. I said you get 50% off the retail price, and you will. Plus, you'll get the best-looking teeth you've ever had. Shine them up, 800-208-1797 for power swabs. Tell them you heard about it here, and you get 50% off. 800-208-1797. Top 10 stories according to Talkers Magazine for this past week. Let's go through them one by one, starting at number 10. What's gone on in the world of sports, sports talk radio, et cetera, et cetera. Preseason, people interested in football to a point. Number 9, the wildfires and air quality as a result of that in the western part of the country. Number 8, more hacking allegations with Microsoft in the focus and the Russians together. Number 7, Representative Duncan and his wife, Margaret Hunter, in the focus, indicted on campaign finance irregularities. Asia Argento sexual assault case is number 6. The church sexual assault and abuse scandal continuing number 5. Trump and South Africa number 4. The Molly Tibbetts murder case number 3. The Trump investigations into everything from soup to nuts and Manafort and Cohen going to jail. That's the number one story this week on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. Millions of Americans have chronic kidney disease. Hundreds of thousands will progress to end-stage kidney disease, requiring either dialysis or kidney transplant. But research is underway to keep people from reaching that point.
And our goal is to take a look at how we can repair the diabetic kidney in terms of delaying the rate of progression of kidney failure.
Nephrologist Dr. LaTanya Hickson is part of the research team looking at using stem cells to help regenerate failing kidneys.
We take these cells from our abdominal fat, and these cells we can inject back into the body for them to do good. And they basically tell the kidney or other organ systems that are impaired that they need to wake up and get back to work and help heal that organ system.
While there's a lot more research ahead, Dr. Hickson is excited about the possibilities. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Streed.
Hey guys, it's Victoria Keelan here from the DJV Show, and I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It is a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and I feel so much better. I can't tell you how much more energy I have. Hey, it takes a lot to get up early in the morning. So, how does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. And let's face it, our food was really different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we all feel so run down. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use discount code DJV and they'll ship it free. Get ready to have more energy. I drink it every morning. It's not available in stores. You have to go to GetTheTea.com. And remember, use discount code DJV for free shipping. You'll be glad you did.
On the people side of things, the official list from Talkers Magazine starts with a focus at number 10 on Mr. and Mrs. Hunter, Representative Duncan Hunter and his wife Margaret. Number 9, Asia Argento and her claims of, she claimed Weinstein sexually assaulted her, but apparently she's been accused of sexually assaulting some younger man a number of years ago. Nancy Pelosi is at 8, Jeff Sessions 7, Molly Tibbetts number 6, Rudy Giuliani is at 5, Robert Mueller is at 4, Michael Cohen is 3, and Paul Manafort is 2, and Donald Trump is at the top position again. The focus on all of these people and their connection. I mean, if you look at it, look at the connection. The top 5 are all connected, and 7 is. You can make the argument that 10 is, well, all connected to Trump. So that's it. The people list from the folks at Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right. So Pope Francis has issued a letter to all Catholics condemning sexual abuse by priests and calling for those who perpetrate or cover up the crimes to be held accountable. A lot of allegations floating around this month in the Pittsburgh diocese connections to priests and the Monsignors and the Archbishop, and the whole diocese is rotten to the core as far as I can see. And these things continue. This is as bad as Boston. Been covered up forever and ever. Finally, the Pennsylvania Attorney General's office is getting involved in the act. Clergy abuse, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of boys abused by just this one priest. But how deep, again, does it go? We're asking the same questions that were asked after the spotlight.
You think it's still
interview.
Happening, though? I mean, this is all decades-old stuff.
No, I think some of the stuff is still going on. No, I think it's something that's still going on. And the Catholic Church, really, the Pope, I like, but apparently there's so much bureaucracy, he can't even cut through the mustard. Get rid of these people. Why are they still there? Why is there any question? Why are you hiding? That's the question for those of you who are Catholic.
Doug Steffen, do you think there should still be a Catholic Church?
Not like this, I don't. No, not at all.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich, for asking that penetrating question. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to think about what's been going on this week in the world of technology as Doug Steffen presents Victoria Keelan and her top five items from the world of technology and how they impact you. Starting at number five, we'll work our way to number one. The folks at Facebook versus the Housing and Urban Development Department. This ought to be a good one. What do we have here, Victoria?
This is two things that you don't expect in the same sentence, right?
Right.
But federal regulators are alleging that Facebook's advertising tools allow landlords and real estate brokers to engage in housing discrimination. They allege that Facebook, through their algorithm and their targeted ads, it allows advertisers to exclude certain audiences based on if they're disabled, on their race, their religion, things like that. And so the government says that they're now trying to figure out if Facebook is if they're a content creator or if they're merely a transmitter of user content, and that's really the splitting of those hairs is really going to affect the outcome of this. So if they are content creators, then I believe they're on the hook for this, and if they're not, then they're just merely the messenger, and so they won't have any ramifications.
All right, number four on our list, to focus on Netflix.
Netflix has confirmed that they have begun testing a new ad experience. Hello, it's a commercial. Yeah. And a lot of people who have been who are testing this software out now, they're not liking it. Essentially, what happens is if you're binge watching a show, before it goes on to the next episode, it's now forcing you to sit through a trailer for a different Netflix show, and there's no way you can opt out of it. So a lot of people on Netflix have been taking to social media this week to let Netflix know that they are not happy with that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep.
All right, next up, Instagram.
Well, Instagram, in back in April, they took a pretty strict action against a particular class of drug-related hashtags. So they started eliminating hashtag OxyContin, fentanyl, and opiates, and now they've taken it one step further. In the past, you could still find some of those posts. Now, even if you try to search any of those hashtags, everything has been removed. The reason that they did it is because the FDA said that social media platforms like Instagram are harboring dark web players and dealers. And these are not like kingpins. These are street level dealers who are selling, you know, OxyContin and fentanyl and on all the opioids that unfortunately so many people are addicted to. So now Instagram doesn't want any part of that. And so they've really cracked down on it, which I think is great. So kids don't have access to that.
All right. Number two,
the FDA has approved the first smartphone app for contraception. It's called Natural Cycles. And so what happens is every morning women use this digital thermometer that is attached to the app to take their basal, what do they call it, the base body temperature, and basal body temperature, which is a sign of ovulation. And so you're supposed to take your temperature every morning, log the data into the app, and then apparently the app will tell you, watch out on days that you're fertile if you're trying to not get pregnant, and if you are wanting to use it to get pregnant, then it'll tell you days to, you know, get busy. So it's $79 a year, and it's another $10 a month to use the thermometer. A lot of women, this was a big story amongst women this week, a lot of women do not trust a smartphone app. A lot of doctors have come out saying, especially for younger women, if their menstrual cycles aren't really regular yet, that usually happens with age, that this could just really be a disaster. Sweden tested something similar to this, and they approved it, and there were something like 30-something unwanted pregnancies as a result of it. So this is not getting my endorsement, Natural Cycles.
Doesn't sound like
but
it.
Hey, if you want to use it to get pregnant, then go for it. It's expensive, but, you know, hey.
Yeah. All right, number one, very significant because it shows you, or you'll hear, if you haven't heard this story, what a bunch of buzzards the Verizon people are.
Yeah, as wildfires raged in California this summer, one fire department's response was impeded by an unexpected problem, data throttling. Now, what that means is their data speeds were slowed down to the point that they couldn't even connect with each other while these fires are raging, and the Santa Clara Fire Department was trying to communicate, and they couldn't use their cell phones. None of the data was working. They called Verizon numerous times and said, hey, we've got unlimited data, we're paying for this, why are you throttling our speeds? Verizon wouldn't fix the problem until they upgraded to another more expensive package, and then the fire department was finally able to get speeds that were fast enough to help them communicate and figure out how to get to the fire effectively. This is exactly what we feared when net neutrality was repealed, and these are types of stories that we're going to be hearing a lot more of if states don't intervene and stop companies like Verizon and AT&T from doing this.
They really are a bunch of crumb bums. I'm trying to tell you, they are the worst. Unfortunately, they have the best coverage, but they are you're dealing with cretins when you deal with that bunch. All right, 59 after, that's the overview.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.